This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Send down thy light and truth, O Lord. Let them lead us to your holy place through Christ, the light of the world. Amen. Please be seated. Happy Epiphany. Nobody ever knows how to respond to that. And also with you, how's that? Or at 7:45, and with thy spirit. Some of you may faintly recall the prayer that I just prayed, because 1 year ago today, it was the opening prayer for a sermon that was delivered by Reverend Bo Shires here at St. Joseph's. And those of you who were not here or do not know his story, on this anniversary, I think it is worthwhile for us to remember him. Bo was a priest in this diocese who served faithfully for many years. And his last assignment was as the rector of Advent Church in North Palm Beach County. He retired from that ministry. His wife, Beth, very involved in the church, not only in the parish, but in the diocese. They wanted to remain active, and Bo doing supply work around the diocese. But our new bishop required that any priest to do supply work in this diocese had to be connected and a member of a church within the diocese. Well, you can't be a member of the church where you just retired from. So Bo and Beth, living far away from St. Joseph's, came to me and asked permission if they could be members of St. Joseph's Episcopal Church because they liked St. Joseph's so much. Can you imagine being asked permission if you could be gifted with another priest and his wonderful wife here at St. Joseph's? Of course, yes. But I told Bo at the time, we have two other wonderful assisting priests here, Rev. Mary and Rev. Wendy. There wasn't much opportunity for pastoral ministry here, but I would be willing to sign everything or put his name anywhere so he could remain active in the diocese. It all seemed a little silly to me, but anyway, we did it. And Bo remained active. Well, lo and behold, this weekend of Epiphany last year was when they traditionally have the Celtic Festival down in the Keys run by Reverend Deborah at St. Columba's that I annually volunteer for, and usually Rev. Mary as well. Well, it just so happened that last year on Epiphany weekend, Rev. Wendy had an out-of-town wedding to witness. And so it was one of those weird weekends at St. Joseph's where, for the first time in many years, all of the priests were booked outside of the church. Rev. Bo. So I went to Bo and said, well, here's the opportunity. Would you be willing to do the Epiphany services at St. Joseph's? And without hesitating, he said, of course. And so he came the week before and learned the flow of our four distinct services and did a wonderful job, and none of us, including Bo and his wife, were to know that that was the last sermon he would ever give. The next morning, he was crossing the street after dropping off the car to get a flat fixed, and he was hit by a truck and killed instantly. The last sermon and only sermon that Bo preached at St. Joseph's turned out to be the last sermon that he delivered on this earth. Tragic. Tragic. As I look around this church and I think of the people at our different services, there have been a lot of tragic things that we have had to deal with in this past year. The loss of spouses, terrible sicknesses, people losing their mental faculties, people having to give up their homes, all sorts of difficult things that people have had to deal with. God does not cause these things. But like Bo's death, I think there are some things that God wants us to learn and to re-emphasize. epiphany, realization, light bulb going off, manifestation. Perhaps there is some realization that God wants us to take away on this feast day. When Bo preached last year, those of you who were here, his image was that of the star that we had walking down the aisle today. And he started off by talking about Hollywood stars and what that all means. But then he transitioned it, talking about the stars that we are called to be. And I'd like to quote some lines from what Bo had to say last year on this weekend. "We're fascinated with stars," meaning Hollywood stars, "and they're called stars for the same reason we call heavenly bodies stars. They are reflective light. We see our reflective light from the sun, and so they are. They're reflective light from the stage light and from the lights of their movies and their TV shows. We're so fascinated with them that we even celebrate their train-wrecked lives sometimes. But you're a star. God wants you to be a star. He wants you to carry on that event, that indescribable event of so long ago when Christ entered the world in a stable and a star was born in a stable. He wants us to be stars." Really? "Not a star that seeks its own aggrandizement or its trophy or its Oscar, its Emmy, or whatever it is, but one that sheds abroad the reflective light of Jesus Christ. We don't have the light in and of ourselves, but as we reflect his love, we ask, how do you do that in your daily life? Have you stopped to think about that you're a star reflecting the light of Christ into your world? How do you do that? Is it with a smile, a hand, or an arm around the shoulder? A phone call, a letter, a word of cheer, a word of encouragement, a word of correction? How do you do it?" Perhaps Epiphany is calling us to go home like those magi did by a different road. I don't know about you, but every Christmas, the people that I have a hard time getting along with, for some reason, are just a little bit easier to get along with. And the people who have a hard time with me seem to be nicer to me. Perhaps that epiphany, that realization that there's something more important, is what God, in this time, when we are remembering things that we didn't think would happen in our lives, or a call to us to be a little different, a little bit gentler, a little bit kinder, a little bit more compassionate one to another. Those kings came from a long way, and their lives were changed. And yes, there were forces like Herod that were trying to talk them out of it, trying to talk them into doing things that would lead to a world that isn't changed, that isn't different, because that's what Herod's whole strategy was. Kill this child so that I remain king and there is no threat. Yet the call to us is to a changed world, to live differently, to live better. One of the things for me that this realization brings is that I'm going to start doing the things that I've wanted to do for a long time and just haven't been doing. And one of those things is to institute here at St. Joseph's something that is called the blessing of the chalk and the blessing of the home for Epiphany. I've thought about this for years, used to do it in the old days. But perhaps this is the year, as we reflect upon those that we've lost and changes that God is calling us to make, that maybe it's a good time for us to do this together. If you look at the first slide, this is the earliest representation of the Magi. You know, we really don't know if there were even three. There might have been more. There might have been less. Who knows? Matthew doesn't really tell us that, but traditionally we look to them as three. And in different traditions, they get different names, but the ones that have stuck are because they were immortalized in the 6th century in a basilica in Ravenna, Italy. And if you look closely up at the top, you can see there are three names above them, Balthazar, Melchior, and Caspar. Usually we refer to them in reverse order, Caspar, Melchior, and Balthazar, the three Magi. This particular tradition, you will see listed a little thing for you to take home that is in your bulletin today on page 26. And it is a liturgy, a rite that you can do in your home, and it takes about 2 minutes. And we are going to be blessing the chalk that's up here at the end of the service today. And you'll be invited to take that chalk home for a blessing of the home at the front door of your house. And if you go to the next slide, the chalk is used for the writing of this above the lintel of your door. If you notice, when you came in either front door of the church, you saw this out there today, and it is reprinted in the bulletin as well. And you will see towards the bottom of the page, as this is chalked, either on the upper lintel of your door or even on the ground in front of your door, and it's chalked, the first rain is going to go away, so you don't have to worry about your homeowners association getting mad at you for defacing your house. But the three wise men, Caspar, Melchior, and Balthazar, followed the star to Bethlehem and the child Jesus 2,019 years ago. May Christ bless our home and remain with us throughout the new year. As the image of this chalk fades, may we remember the sign we have made and transfer it to our hearts and our habits. Now that C and that M and that B traditionally are looked at as the names of the three Magi, Caspar, Melchior, and Balthazar. But more traditionally, it actually is the first letter of the Latin words, Christus mansionem benedicat. May Christ bless this mansion or this house. If you don't consider your house a mansion, just think about the fact that the mansion of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ was a stable. So it is a nice way for us to commemorate this particular feast day. Those Magi came from a long distance to visit the Holy Family in their house. And perhaps it is a way for us to physically remind ourselves that we are meant to reflect the light of Christ to the world. When Reverend Beau gave his final sermon that particular Sunday, he ended his sermon with a prayer. And I think it's an appropriate way for us to conclude by quoting the prayer that Beau used. Lord, bless the folks who somehow never got there, the ones who intended something fine, the ones who might have lived a little nobler, the ones who always somehow failed to shine. Lord, bless the ones that aren't as clever as they might be, who aren't as good and feel their efforts vain, and Lord, bless me among them. And give us all the grace to start again. Bless the ones who never got there, the ones who somehow always failed to shine. Amen. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen.